Aloha from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. You're listening to the Geek News Central podcast.
Hello, everybody, and good evening. This is Monday, and we got to look at the date here, 22 November, and I want to welcome you to the show today. And as always, we want to encourage you to go over to the website at geeknewscentral.com and, of course, send comments about the show to geek at geeknewscentral.com. And I hope you liked the little change in intro today. I had my daughter seeing this gear set up in the office tonight, and she was saying, "Dad, can I talk into the microphone?" And I said, "Sure, come on over." So she's 8, and I think she did a great job. So I'm going to give her a little clap here. But anyway, as always, make sure that for the show tonight that you contact our voicemail line to leave your comments at 619-342-7365. And if you want to call us on Skype, you can call us at Geek News Central on Skype and chat with us. I know that some of you have been, and we sure appreciate it. This weekend turned out to be quite interesting, to say the least. My boy's birthday was, I won't tell you the day, but we went shopping for him. And he has been bugging me for about a year for a PlayStation. And I'm not a big gamer myself, and he is turned 7, so I kind of gave in. He'd saved some money from his allowance, and had some. What we gave him the option of doing this year was either having a birthday party or having a fixed amount of money to spend. And he decided that he was going to use the fixed amount of money that we were going to give him, along with what he had saved in his allowance. And I told him that originally that if he saved enough money to get half of the cost of the PlayStation, that I would chip in the rest. And the figures added up, so I decided, okay, let's go out and get your PlayStation. Well, here in Hawaii, finding a PlayStation on the 20th of November was not as easy as I thought it was going to be. So first place I hit was Toys R Us, and nope, I'm sorry, sir, we don't have no PlayStations. And then we hit a place at the mall that was a gamer spot where you could buy used PlayStation games, and we picked up a bunch of cool games, but again, no PlayStation 2. They were out. So we had heard that Costco had had them over there. They had a package deal where you get a couple of controllers and the box for about the same price. And so we headed over to Costco, and sure enough, they were out. So I basically struck out, and we called a bunch of different places. And then when the Sunday paper came out this morning, I thought, hey, we're golden. Circuit City's got a special going on. They've got them listed. So I rolled right out of bed this morning and got over to Circuit City and was the first one in line. And got in the door and asked the guy, "Where are the PlayStations at?" And you guessed it, they didn't have any. So their advertised special, they didn't even have any boxes for. So they issued me a rain check. And I guess we're probably going to have to wait a couple of weeks. But I'm not giving up hope. I'm going to get online, see what I can find. And also, I think the mad rush the day after Thanksgiving is probably going to prove to be productive, so we're gonna see what we can come up with. On top of that, I got the kids loaded up in the car today, and we went to the Hawaiian Sea Life Park, and we haven't been there in the 7 years we've lived here in Hawaii. And for any of you coming to Hawaii, don't go there. It sucks. It was I was mad that I spent the money to actually go in. The kids enjoyed it, but it's not a San Diego type sea life type park. It's very, very small, and the shows are pretty corny. But to make the matters worse, my wife had the digital camera out. She's going to take some pictures, and she dropped it. And it's one of those Fuji digital cameras that has the lens that comes out when it's turned on. And sure enough, it landed right on that lens and bent it, and it will not retract any longer. So I think we've just destroyed a digital camera. So I'm probably going to be in the market for shopping for a digital camera here over the next few days. And it just totally bummed me. I love the camera. It was perfect. And I may go shopping for the same camera again or go on eBay, maybe try to find it. But I doubt highly that it's highly unlikely that the thing is repairable. On another note, I was listening to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. And he's in the UK now. And he was talking about getting used to driving on the left-hand side of the road. And I just have to relate a story. A number of years ago, I was living in Guam and traveling a lot to Japan. And Guam, they drive on the right-hand side of the road. And of course, in Japan, everybody drives on the left-hand side, which everybody says is the right way to drive. But, you know, I being American, I much prefer to drive on the right-hand side. And you can always tell when you're in Japan and there's a newbie driver because They are the ones that when they pull up to a light and instead of their turning signal coming on, their windshield wipers start swiping back and forth. And when it's not even raining, I think that's a good indication that you've got a newbie driver across from you or even next to you. And I've been guilty of it a few times, but I've been traveling back and forth a lot and had spent like 2 months in Japan. And so my car had been parked at the a long-term parking in Guam, and I arrived back, and I got the car started just fine, and everything was good, and it was dark, and I get out on the road, and I got my lights on, and I'm looking down the street, and there's this guy coming down the street on the wrong side of the street. I'm thinking to myself, who is this knucklehead that is on the wrong side of the street? So I start flashing my lights at the guy, And I'm trying to think, what in the world, you know, we're going to have a collision here. And it dawned on me, hey, dumbass, you're the one that's on the wrong hand side of the road. So I had become so accustomed to driving on the left hand side of the road. And when I pulled out of that parking lot, I immediately got in the left hand lane and started trucking down the street without even, you know, subconsciously thinking that, you know, this guy that's coming at me, you know, it wasn't me, it was him, you know, so it was pretty funny. So, if you're listening to this show, and I may send you this clip, don't be surprised if you make a few mistakes over there getting used to driving on the left-hand side of the street. I do have a few things to... I've got a whole bunch of stuff loaded in Feed Demon. And the show may run a little long today, but that's okay. I know a bunch of you out there already have a tech weblog, and I know that everyone considers their weblog the best, but the 2004 Weblog Awards have been announced, or actually the nomination period is open. So those of you that feel that Geek News Central is worthy of a Weblog Award for 2004, we would appreciate your support in nominating us. And the URL for that is 2004weblogawards.com. And, of course, we'll have the links up on the site. But if you feel we're worthy, I would definitely appreciate your support. Get on over there and suggest us in the category you feel appropriate. And I think that there are several, but hopefully we will fit into the best tech blog category for you. And I hopefully we can get into that contest and be nominated. And but anyway, if we don't, no big deal. But it would be real nice to get some reader support, or actually even the listener support on that. I was reading an article in the San Francisco Chronicle about home prices in the Bay Area that are that have went down a little bit in 2003, but now they're back up again. And here in Hawaii, the housing market has been just bordering on insane. And my wife and I are trying to figure out how we're going to afford to live in Hawaii when I change jobs in a few years. My current job, I'm provided a home, and they take care of everything. So I can't complain about it, but in a couple of years, we're going to do a job change, and I'm going to be in the housing market here in Hawaii. 7 years ago when we moved here, we weren't financially set to be able to buy a home, but the prices have more than doubled, and I'm just, you know, you look in the rearview mirror of things that have happened, you want to take a hammer and hit yourself in the head and say, well, you just should have been able to make that happen in the past. But if any of you guys out there are real estate people and have a clue on what's going on with this market, send me an email and let me know what you think is going to happen in Hawaii if you're dialed in on that. It looks like the Firefox 1.0 has hit the 5 million download mark. It's absolutely impressive. They're saying that it's spreading faster than any other previous release that they've had on the pre-releases. But I've noticed on Firefox that it's crashing more than what it was before. So I don't know what the story with that is. If any of you are experiencing crashing with Firefox, I'd really like a comment from you on the voicemail line so we can hopefully help the Firefox team narrow down what's going on. And again, the voicemail number is 619-342-7365. There is a great article on. It's about getting the most out of Firefox. And it goes through a whole bunch of articles on what is within the software package and what's available to be, you know, as far as extensions go and what's underneath the hood of the program. So check that link out. We'll have that up on the website. Let's see here. I kind of have to laugh because those of us that are geeks, and I know some of you listening are not, when we go home for the holidays or we go to the auntie's house or we go to wherever we may go, not only will we be eating turkey and indulging in the typical Thanksgiving festivities, we're going to be fixing our parents' computers, updating them, and getting the spyware off. And if you haven't been home in a year and your parents haven't really done a lot, you may be in for a big surprise, because I think you're going to find that computers are in a lot worse shape this year than they were in the past, just because of the proliferation of spyware and everything else. So make sure you take all your cool tools with you and load your CDs up with the best stuff that you have to clean PCs up, because I think you're going to need it. Relating to holidays, there is a pretty good article about enjoying Thanksgiving. And I know a lot of you are trying to eat healthy out there, but I think once in a while it's good to have indulge in a little bit of Thanksgiving festivities. And the article goes in how to eat healthy over this coming holiday, and I'm going to be paying attention to that also. I don't know if I was trying to track down whether or not this article, it's dated on the 19th of November out of Associated Press, where the RIAA is filed against another 761 computer users, and they are going after people that have used the peer-to-peer service eDonkey, Kazaa, and LimeWare. So I don't know if they're specifically going after different users at each time, you know, each time they sue people or not, but kind of interesting. Robert Scoble had a link on his site talking about a new service. It's a new Microsoft Windows update, and they have released a beta. I've tried to read through this MSN, or actually a Microsoft website information about this. It's for Windows 2000 Server and Windows Server 2003, but I haven't got a full handle yet on what this package does and what it allows you to do. So for those of you that are running Windows 2000 Server or Windows Server 2003, according to Scoobl, this is going to be a good thing for you to do. A lot of people are complaining about the new MSN search engine on why it is not either querying their page or why it's not crawling. It's why it's being crawled and not being put in the index. And there is a MSN search weblog, there is a response to that, and it talks about some of the things that people have traditionally done to try to get their sites ranked a little higher, and I'm going to talk about PageRank here a little bit later in the program. But people embed stuff that they shouldn't, and the MSN bot that is going around and looking at pages are penalizing those sites that are doing some of those underhanded things to try to get themselves a higher page rank, or actually, in trying to get a higher page rank, they're actually getting their site banned from the index. I thought that was pretty interesting. There was a link to a site called PVR Compare, and the site is pretty barren. Now, not barren, but when you go to the index page on this site, you kind of look at it and say, boy, they didn't put much work into the site, because it's basically text and links, and really there's no graphics, and so it loads real quick. But they have a bunch of information on, like, TiVo versus Replay TV and the Comcast TVR, or TV versus TiVo versus Ultimate TV, and they've got a feature chart that's pretty cool in reviews. Some of the information is dated, so make sure you look at the dated articles, but there is a lot of great information within this site, so we're going to have that up on the link. In further news of bloggers making an impact out there, it looks to me like there's an article up about a site that is one of Coronati's sites called The Loom. One of their weblogs has been given an award, or he's one of the 6 winners of the American Association for the Advancement of Science annual Science Journalism Award. So it goes to show you that some of the bloggers out there are starting to rack up some awards. It seems to be a pretty big award. It's nice to see this happen. I know that this Carl Zimmer is a pretty much a professional writer, unlike myself, who is I am not a professional writer, nor am I a professional podcaster. But it's nice to see some of these guys are racking up some awards. You know, I think all of us have been on the road or have been stuck someplace where we've been on dial-up and with no broadband connectivity. But, there's a lot of talk about the ethics of, stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi. But, what's amazing here, just in my office, I plugged the Wi-Fi card in, and there's like 7 within my little, just in the neighborhood here, and my neighbors aren't all stacked on top of one another, but I see 7 Wi-Fi spots. 5 of them are now open and 2 are locked down, but just goes to show you that people are just pretty pretty unaware that someone could be coming in and using their service for activities that you wouldn't want used on your network. So it's a pretty good article on how to steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi, but keep them from stealing yours. And I don't condone using other people's Wi-Fi without asking permission first, but the FCC really hasn't come out and said it's illegal. I guess they figure out that that people are are doing this quite commonly, and I know that a few people have had some issues. I know there was one couple that had their door beat down by law enforcement because activity on their network showed that they were doing pedophile type activities, downloading kiddie porn. But it turns out they confiscated the computers and everything else, and they found out that they weren't the ones actually doing it, but some guy was parking his car across the street from their house and using a laptop to go out and do this disgusting behavior. And they ended up catching the guy that was doing it, which was good. So secure your Wi-Fi. You all have heard me talk a couple of times about PubSub, and I just can't rave about this service enough. They have relaunched their site, and basically they were kind of in beta for a while, but they had a big party, and they rolled out the new interface, and it looks really good. But they are monitoring about 6.5 million blogs, nearly 600,000 posts a day. And what they're really finding out is that there's actually about 3.6 million active blogs. But what I like about this service is, you know, once you get your weblog added to their service and you add search terms, you know, put your name in or something that you're interested in, they will provide an RSS feed that you can update on a regular basis that talks about items that they have found that mentions these terms. It is, I believe, much more powerful than TechnoRatty. It does some of the same things that Feedster does, but it does have some interesting services that the others don't. They do not keep the information in a database, so you have to continually update your RSS feeds or you're going to miss it. But pretty cool. Pretty cool deal. And I recommend any of you that are trying to narrow down and get into specifics about a topic that's being talked on the blogosphere to get out there and use PubSub. I just can't talk enough about it. There is an article in the Ann Arbor News that talks about blogging for bucks. Now, it's not necessarily about web bloggers themselves blogging to make money. Let's talk about the impacts of weblogs on businesses. And they're finding out that a lot of companies that are embracing blogging within a company are doing better. And they're using it in unique ways, like to blog about, you know, if you've got an employee that is kind of working autonomously, you know, working by himself, or you want to keep track of what that employee is up to, you can have them, you know, do a daily entry on an internal weblog. And I use it. I have my own internal a weblog that I run right on my laptop, which keeps track. I basically have a diary of what I do from day to day. For those of you that are in a job in which you get evaluated every year and you have to provide an input on what you did for that year, you need to run a weblog that is private, that you can put personal notes in saying, you know, it's kind of an I love me type weblog. It says, I did this, I did that, I did this, I used this many people, or I saved this much money, or I made the company this much money, you know, back and forth. You even put your negative stuff in there and the issues surrounding the negative issue. So that if someone comes upon you and says later on, you know, 6 months down the line, well, you're getting a knockdown on your annual evaluation because of this, you can go to your internal weblog and do some searching and say, hey, here was the circumstances that surrounded that, and you can talk smartly about it, even though it may have happened 6 months ago and you've kind of forgotten the details. I have found it to be absolutely powerful as a tool to keep track of those personal items within your business environment. So those of you that do get evaluations on a yearly basis, I encourage you to do a personal private weblog that you maybe not want the public to see what you are doing. You know, most of our weblogs are wide open, but do a private one where you put this information on. There's a new site It's called podcast.com, and it's at this point, it looks like it's a work in progress. But I'm going to put the site up, and they look like they're actually going to be tracking which you know, which shows are up, and all the MP3s are going to be available for different feeds, and they've got it categorized. And I don't really care for how they've got it categorized right now. It's not really user friendly, but I think they'll figure that out. They'll get some input from them. I'm trying to determine who the owner is. I guess I need to go up. Oh, there's the link. It's Eddie Adams at podcast.com. Well, I will send Eddie an email telling him what I like or dislike about this site. So those of you that are looking for more podcast feeds, go to podcast.com. The iPodder software has been upgraded a couple of times since I've talked about it. So if you're using the iPodder software, go out there and upgrade that at iPodder. At the iPodder site for the Lemon iPodder. At the actual iPodder.org site, there's I asked a question on the mailing list today, how to do a BitTorrent with iPod, or with how to do set up BitTorrent seeds. Most of the iPodder clients are able to recognize a BitTorrent feed and pull those down. The concern I had with allowing you guys to download this the feed via a BitTorrent is that, one, I've seen most of the BitTorrents that I'm downloading now are downloading slower, and we don't want to do that to you. We want to make sure you get a fast download. And I'm going to talk about a new site that we're going to put up just for the feeds themselves. But we may offer a BitTorrent feed, and we may offer a direct download. I know most of you are probably going to prefer the direct download, but those of you that have, you know, set your systems up to pull these feeds down in the middle of the night may want to switch to the BitTorrent. And when I get that all figured out, or if you know how to do a set up these BitTorrents for these MP3 files, which I absolutely don't know how to do, let me know. And once I do figure out how to do it, I want to do an article on it. I did say earlier in the program that we're going to talk about search ranking. I know that a lot of people in the industry go out of their way to ensure that their sites are ranked number one in the Google, Yahoo, MSN search engines. And there's a lot of time and effort into getting your site at the top of this rankings within certain keywords. And I'll be honest with you, Geek News Central, we have been really lucky. I can search on a variety of topics and stuff that's close and dear to my heart that I write about a lot, and it's invariably our site will pop to the top. And I guess it's because we're linked to. We write about the actual topic that we're talking about. That's the key to the success of this whole blogging thing is, you know, once people start linking to you, the search engines notice that and your ranking goes up. So all these companies that are out there that are, you know, you pay to have someone link to you, or et cetera, I think they're just a bunch of idiots. The way to get high rankings on web blogs is to or in the search engines is to have a weblog type system so that people are linking to your articles and providing trackbacks and comments and etc. That's the only true way. Well, we're at 29 minutes and I'm still going, so we're going over the 30 minute mark today, folks. MSN has launched a new actually it's been in beta test for all. It's called MSN Web Messenger. It allows you to basically have a like the MSN Messenger on, but it's on your desktop. You don't have to use it from any computer, anywhere. You just go to their site and you sign in. It's pretty cool. It's been officially launched, and go out and check that out. I've got a little more information on MSN. I've got two or three articles here linked. Let's see if I can skip back and forth. On Microsoft Watch, they talk about the Hotmail group has delivered on the extra storage for its subscribing members, and it also has launched what I just talked about, the MSM Web Messenger technology. But what's kind of interesting about the whole deal is at the same time, I'm going to skip through, try to find the info here. Here it is. They have made Hotmail now available to people in the UK. Basically, you're going to get a hotmail.co.uk address. And those in Japan, Italy, France, Germany, of course, Britain, which I just said, are going to have email addresses with the country-specific email address. So this will make my wife happy. She'll be able to go out and get a backup Hotmail account that'll actually have a .jp extension. So, you know, up to this point, everyone's had to use the standard old Hotmail.com, and now they're going to have it available for in those countries with those domain extensions. But and I was mistaken. On the free accounts that Hotmail offers, they up the storage to 250 megabytes. So it's not for the paid users, it's for the free users. So if you've got a free account with Hotmail, it's up to 250. But again, if any of you are looking for a Gmail account, I do have invites left on Gmail. And if you do not yet have a Gmail account, drop me a line. Better yet, the only people that are going to get Gmail accounts are those that call into the voicemail system and leave a comment. At the end of your comment, leave your email address, and I'll send you a Gmail invite. I've got a bunch to give away. So, again, this is a carrot for you guys. 619-342-7365, because we really do want your feedback on the program. TechDirt has a article out today that talks about that Monday morning is the biggest e-shopping day of the week for e-commerce sites. And it kind of makes sense. It's just like this weekend. I went out to try to get a PlayStation 2 for the boy and couldn't find one. You know, I don't know what Sony's thinking. You know, why don't they have the stores just filled with these things? I guess it's probably because they're trying to keep the price inflated. But, you know, I'm going to probably go online tomorrow and try to find a PlayStation 2, find one that's got a good deal, packaged with some extra controller and some games, spend an extra few dollars for shipping. But it's because the retailers here in Hawaii didn't have their shit in one sock and didn't have enough stock on hand. I had my credit card ready, folks. I was going to go out there and buy some gear in the local community, you know. So now I'm gonna buy it online. I'm not gonna pay no sales tax. I'm gonna get an extra controller for free and some games. I'm gonna get a better deal. So I don't know what the, you know, these retailers these days. I just, what are they thinking, you know? If I had a especially the Circuit City deal, they had had this thing listed as a special, basically we're going to give an extra controller for the $149 price. So you got two controllers in the unit, but the idiots didn't have any in stock. You know, come on, hello, wake up. All right, very little science news today, but I do have some information that the NASA got $16.2 billion. And they were hoping for 15.9, so they got a little more money than they expected. They are going to have to report to Congress because they want to know how much more it's going to cost to support the Hubble and the International Space Station. So they may be able to get a little more money out of them, out of the budget in the long run. But it's good to see that NASA continues to get the money that they need. I know I'm a big supporter of NASA. I think we should fund them at 100% rate that they need. And it just allows, it's a lot better, you know, we get a lot of science. We get a lot of products out of the space effort. You know, these companies, what people don't seem to realize is NASA says, all right, industry, I need X, X, and X. I need it to do X, X, and X, and it has to meet this specification. And they make the specification so tight that the companies have that are building this stuff have to go out and spend R&D money, basically on the government's dime, but they go out and spend R&D money and they develop new technologies, which in the long term end up in the consumer products that we buy down the road. It's just a matter of, you know, you gotta get some benefit back. The taxpayer does get some benefit back from the efforts that NASA puts forth and the Department of Defense and the stuff that they fund these private companies to go out and do, and then they turn it these either a military application or a space application, and they turn the corner on those items and they make that technology available into stuff that you and I use on a daily basis. Looking through the articles, I think we have covered everything. So I'm about ready to wrap this up. Again, we would appreciate your support with the 2004 Weblog Awards. If you feel like you were worthy of being nominated, we'd like you to nominate us. And those of you that need Gmail accounts, send me a audio comment at 619-342-7365. At the end of the comment, leave me your email address. I'll cut that off when we play it back here on the show if you want me to. Send us some feedback, positive or negative. If you want to talk to me about it personally, I'm not going to give you a Gmail account over it, though. You can call me on Skype at Geek News Central. That's our address on Skype. And as always, you can send me an email at geek@geeknewscentral.com. I will probably be putting up, because I'm in charge of cooking the turkey here, we're having a big feeding frenzy here at the house on Thursday with a bunch of my wife's friends and some people from work, being that our family is all back in the mainland right now. So my sister's here, so she's going to be coming out. And so I'm in charge of cooking a big bird. I got a 22-pound turkey to cook. If any of you guys out there consider yourselves master turkey cookers, why don't you send me some tips on making sure that this bird is perfect for our guest. And the rest of the folks are bringing in potluck, which is going to be, which is great, because all we have to provide is basically the drinks and the turkey, and everything else is going to be brought in by the rest of people, that's the way Thanksgivings are supposed to be. You know, everybody's supporting each other instead of one person cooking everything. But I'm your host of the show, Todd Cochran, and you've been listening to the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, 22 November. And I'm going to leave you with some music. We are 38 minutes in the show, so by the time music gets done, it's been 45 minutes. We thank you for tuning in. And oh, almost forgot. You're going to be pulling the MP3 today. You have pulled the MP3 from today from our new website. I'm not going to give you the URL. If you look at the link, you'll be able to figure it out yourself. But the index page is still showing the typical information for a site that's not even been built yet. So we're going to put up another movable type website at that a weblog at that new host, where I will have links to all the old shows. We are not going to put any content on that site, so we're using this server strictly for pulling down the podcast and making archives of old ones available. The RSS will still stay on the primary Geek News Central website, so there's no change there, so you don't have to make any changes to iPodder. You'd just be pulling the MP3 from a different site. And those of you that are experts with BitTorrent, we need your help. So this is Todd signing off, and have a great, great week. Oh, I know some of you are still here. Mahalo for listening, everybody. Good evening from, or good night from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. Geek News Central signing off.